chance to meet you. Good morning. Check, check. WRPV 448 monitoring. WRPV 448. Anybody copy this transmission?
Station out there, I copy you.
This is WRPV 448, Groveland Township. How do I read this morning? I'm off of Flint repeater.
Loud and clear, sir. I'm off the Flint repeater out of Grambling, WSGH92.
Copy that. I wasn't sure if I was getting out. It was the first time in a day or two I've had the radio on. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with this morning?
This is Greg over in Grambling, WSGH922.
Copy that, 922. Is it snowing over there by you?
Yeah, it's really, really fine. Almost looks like a fog out there right now. Over.
I copy that. It seems like you almost got to squint to see the snow. It's pretty fine here. I'm right across 60 Highway from Mount Holly. I imagine you're familiar with the area a little bit.
Yeah. Are you sitting at Bottoms up there?
Not terribly far. I'm really closer to that Whiskey River Bar that's off Wildwood Road. There's Whiskey River Bar and a little food castle right there.
Yeah, roger that. I know exactly where it's at. I used to work down the street there at AMC.
Copy that. I drive past that building on a regular basis. I know exactly what you're talking about. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll let you get back to your day. I appreciate the comeback on the radio check. This is WRPV 448, Kurt, Groveland Township, and I'm clear on your final.
Yeah, roger that, Kurt. Nice talking with you. 448, WSGH922, monitoring.
Did that last transmission go through, or did we double?
Oh, I got you. I just said, have a good morning, WSGH922, on the side.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm getting out again. WRPV 448 standing by.
Whiskey Romeo Mike Quebec 805 on the Mount Clemens repeater. I hear you loud and clear.
WRSK 359, we hear you down here, we're okay.
This is WRPB 448. Appreciate the comeback, everybody. I apparently am having some conditions on my end. I'm going to be standing by and clear the frequency for a bit. Thank you again. WRPB 448, clear. Sam Charlie Zulu 810 monitoring.
Station 218 WIUG-218, morning.
Good morning, how you doing this morning? With this cold weather. Over here, it's about 7. That's all it is here.
Well, I got that beat. I'm 6 here. Over.
Well, you're doing better than I do. 7 here, so in the car, that's what it's saying. I'm driving 45 miles an hour.
Roger that. Correction, it jumped to 7. I'm 7-2. We're staying warm. Everything's good. Over.
Yeah, that's what you gotta do. Stay warm. Tomorrow probably in the morning it's the same thing. But in the evening, probably in the afternoon or something like that, it's gonna be about 30 degree weather. Roger.
Yeah, tomorrow's last day of it, I think, and then we'll go back to, like, freezing.
Well, I'm driving. I got to go grocery shopping. And from there, I got to go to shopping, clothes shopping a little bit. And come back home. That's about it. Not too much going on. Roger.
Yeah, copy. Yeah, I gotta get out too and do a little bit of shopping myself, Jack. But, got a good heater in that Jeep. I'll let her warm up and we're gone.
Oh, I had to do it, turn the car on, let it warm up for like 10, 15 minutes. Roger.
Roger that. Yeah, I usually let that remote starter run off. 20 minutes it'll go. And it's usually pretty ready to go. It's heated up and very warm.
Yeah. You didn't hear Bob yesterday at all, huh?
No. Nope, not a peep from up there. Something must be wrong with the way it's connected to the MIA, I guess. I don't know if it's working standalone up there, maybe, but I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see. Over.
Yeah, you know, there's nobody go out there in that cold weather. Nobody will go out there. Bob knows that, too.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, you sound okay on Detroit repeater for, you know, being in your mobile. Just a couple scratch in the background, but until they get up on Mount Clemens and take care of that one when it warms up.
Yeah, you're right about that. Sean was out there but last like Saturday. He said he got a lot of work to do in the summer. So he might need a hand. I'm probably going to help him out, too. Roger.
Yeah, copy that. I don't know. All my coax seems good. No squirrels messed with it. Yeah, our coax are protected on that harvest anyway, pumping that tube, you know what I'm saying? So I'm good there, but I'm on the Yagi right now, and it seems to be working fine with all the leaves gone now and everything, so I'll stay on that for a while, over.
And stay on the Yagi and see what's happening out there. You get any 600 working right now or no?
Every now and then, somebody came in on it, but it's pretty quiet, you know, like it always is for the most part.
So that means none of Ohio people on it at all? Or, Toledo either?
Negative. No, I ain't heard any traffic from far away.
They should be able to reach you because you're down there. You're not far from them. Roger.
Yeah, through Detroit. They come across Lake Erie, Cleveland and that, yeah. But I haven't heard nothing. I leave it on pretty much.
Yeah, I haven't heard nothing either. You got a couple of crackling on your side too, right now. I don't know why, but it did before, no. But now, maybe because I turn on Big Beaver, that's why.
Copy that. But, yeah, I need to get my butt going and get out here and do a few things myself today, even though it's cold. We'll be fine.
All right, Randall. You take care and have a good day. We'll talk again. WIUG 48.
Copy that, Jack. All right, talk to you later. WRZX 218. We are clear and standing by.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 mobile monitoring.
Yes, 504. I'm at camp.
WSCI 783 to station 392. Copy. WSCI 783 clear. WSBM 993 monitoring. WSAF 413 monitoring.
WSGH 922 monitoring.
Copy, WRAW 3293. Station 329, WRAW 3298, copy. Station 329. Station 329. WRUG 48, copy. WRUG 48, clear. Station 445, go ahead. I don't know, I'm on the repeater 625. That would be Detroit repeater. And I can hear you clear. I think you're on the repeater. What channel are you on? No, you got that wrong somewhere. Because 625 is a repeater. The simplex is like channel 13, 12, 11, 9, all the way to 22. 22 is not. 22 is Mount Clemens. And I believe 18 is Detroit. No problem. Take care. WIUG, radio is clear.
RNZ 456 monitoring.
This is WSER 342, mobile monitoring.
WRNW 329. Got a copy, Jack?
Yeah, go ahead. You're sounding good. WIUG, grade 8.
How you doing this afternoon? You keeping warm?
Oh, buddy, I gotta go grocery shopping. I wish it would keep warm, but it's not. And it's snowing anyhow. Roger.
A little flurry's coming down. I don't know what it says, 9 degrees in my truck. Yeah, you can always get them groceries online, have them delivered. You don't have to leave the house.
You know what? You're right about that, but no, I won't do that. I want to pick up the fresh one in my hand. Roger.
Copy that. Yeah, it's not the same as going to get there yourself. But, you get them licensed.
You know what? I didn't go yesterday at all. I was watching TV all day till about 7 o'clock at night.
Okay. Ain't nothing wrong with that. That's how you stay warm, I guess. Is just stay inside. So it's a little crispy out here.
I see what you're saying, Tim.
Well, Tim, on my way to the gas station, I got to pump the gas. So I'll talk to you a little bit later. Good to hear from you. WIOG, Brady.
Hi, Jack. Take it easy. Talk to you a little later. WRNW, 329, clear.
WRHF 295, can I get a radio check, please? 295 is common to reach us
off the grid. I just dropped over to see if this thing is ready. I wanted to see if this thing would hit the repeaters that close, and it does.
It's rough, man. You're coming through rough. The static and everything is mostly covering you up there. You start to come in a little bit, man. I can't understand the words you're saying. I mean, I got to be honest with you. I can't understand the words you're saying. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm about halfway between Harrow and Amherstburg, Ontario, and I'm sure that I'm probably just far, way too far away to make this quality call.
Yeah, Roger, on the between somewhere in Ontario, I got that part. You started coming in a bit. Yeah, you're too far from the repeater. That's got to be it, you know.
Well, thanks for the radio check. It's actually, this thing's transmitting a lot farther than I thought it would.
Yeah, no problem. You're welcome. 7 minutes.
WRHF 295, 3 knots. Out there with a radio check. Come on back. This is WIUG 48.
Jack, I believe his number is 922 there, okay.
Roger, where is he at?
The letters, but I know it's 922. He's in Ontario somewhere, from what he told me. There, go ahead.
He's in Ontario, Canada. You cannot talk to him. It's against the law.
Gotta go on the website, the FCC website. You cannot talk to Ontario, Canada.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that. No, he broke in there for a radio check, and first couple times he keyed up there, I couldn't understand any word he was saying. I was just giving him a radio check. And then one time when he did come in, he said he was between some two cities or something in Ontario and stuff. So we do a talk out there.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, but it's against, you know, FCC. They don't have no license. I don't know how he's giving you that 922. There's no license issue yet in Canada.
Roger that. Well, I, you know, when he asked for a radio check, I don't know where he's at. I just, you know, figured I'd give the...
anybody asks you for a radio check, you got to have a cosign because you're on the air. And he is on the air, too. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying nothing else.
No, I appreciate you pointing that out to me. I didn't know that. They kind of, you say something, but they don't have callers in Canada or something or whatever. But, no, I was just trying to help him out. I try to help anybody out. I didn't know where he was at until he said where he was at. So, all right, very good, Jack. How are you doing today?
Very good. How about you? You must be inside the house, Roger.
Too cold to be out there.
You're right, I'm heading home too right now. I had to go grocery shopping and go home and stay home. Roger.
Yeah, Roger. Well, you know, you got to do what you got to do, but, man, because I can feel it in here. I got my window crack just a crack. A little air in here, and, yeah, you can feel it coming through. I can hear the neighbors out there this morning getting in their cars and turning them over, and, man, you can hear them poor engines struggling turning over there.
Yeah, it is. I was sitting watching TV yesterday. And my nose is closed up.
Oh, wow. My nose has been running today, but it didn't freeze up. I think maybe I might be catching something. Who knows? But, yeah, wow, your nose froze up?
It was warm. But the stove, you know, that... I don't know how it is, you know, because you don't have no brakes or something. I don't have no brakes. So maybe that's why.
Well, yeah, anything's possible, I guess. That's the way the world works. All right, Jack, I'm going to put it on you. My battery indicator's starting to flick here. I don't want to unkeep mid-conversation. So it's good talking to you. Take care. Be careful out there, too. Stay warm. Don't let your nose freeze up. WF 793 after your final.
All right, good to hear you back. You take care and have a good day. WIG, Brady.
This is 783. Go ahead, 392.
Sorry, I forgot. I haven't used in a while.
Yeah, you got that right. You guys shovel driveway today?
Yeah, I did. I didn't go out to the street.
Well, same with JW. We got a guy's day out, and JW didn't show up today either. So I'm here with Uncle Jeff and Uncle Robert. We're headed to the Springfield for a little drinking and maybe some dinner.
Yes, Robert.
All right, well, listen, I'll see you Saturday, and I hear you don't go back to school till Thursday, is that right?
Yep.
All right, well, don't drive Mom and Dad crazy. This is WSCI 783. I'm clear after your final.
All right, we're still waiting on Red. Red's still in the shop. WSCI 392, I'm clear.
WS GG 772 calling WVRS 713. Do you read Dave? Over. WRVF 713. Dave, do you hear? Whiskey Sahara Golf Golf 772, over and out.
SBS 386, mobile.
WRQ 888 mobile. RSQ 888 monitoring.
Going to Tecumseh from Alpena.
Yes, sir. I help run the Civil Air Patrol program up there on the base there in Alpena.
Oh, boy, and I thought I had a long drive at times. I've gone up to, I've been to Alpena, but I live in Memphis. But I've been to Petoskey and on the west side quite often. Going from Alpena all the way down to Tecumseh, that's the drive. Wait a minute, remind me where Tecumseh's at. I might be thinking of a different area.
Miles north of Adrian, Michigan, and about 40 miles west of Ann Arbor.
Okay, I do remember that. All right, so that's like off of 94 and 52 over there, or a little bit more west of that.
Tecumseh's about 3 miles west, you know, east of 52 and 50 junction.
You'll probably shoot down 23 all the way down then, won't you, once you get onto 75?
Yeah, I'll be taking 23, 94 to 52 all.
I just passed by there. I was over in Ann Arbor, as a matter of fact, downtown.
Yeah. It's as cold out there as it is up here.
Yeah, when you get down there, there's some snow squalls, but it blows through pretty quick. I think I hit it around, Ypsilanti area, and then it just kind of blew away. So you should be okay. Roads are good.
Thank you for the road report. I wasn't too sure if I was going to come across along the way.
Yeah, they're cold, but they're clear, so you should have safe travels down south. You said you're in Saginaw right now?
Yeah, I'm just in Saginaw.
Detroit's repeater right now.
I think they're linked. I have a... I'm in the complete...
Yeah, you broke up a little bit there. Say again, you broke up again. WRXQ, Tripoli, monitoring. Have safe trips on their Saginaw.
WSRV 335 mobile monitoring.
WRXQ 888 mobile and monitoring. 335, where are you at?
Currently, I am sitting at a gas station in Saginaw, getting Saginaw repeated.
Oh, you up that way. I'm down here in Detroit.
Yeah, just picking up some gas and something to drink. And I'll probably be on my way home.
Yeah, that's where I'm headed. Home. I'm off of 69 and M19.
I'm just off of 75 and 675, I believe, around that area.
Yeah, I'll be up that way next week, up there in the Saginaw area. Friday, I got to go up to Midland.
I just strolled through there this past week. We did some work out in Gladwin, and just got done with that. I was finally able to head back down to here in Saginaw and finally rest.
I was off yesterday, worked today out in the bitter cold. Lord only knows where I'll be tomorrow. I'll be in a nice warm office on Thursday, and hopefully the same on Friday. But we'll see how it goes.
Yep, I'll be sitting in my house toasty for a few days, maybe a couple of weeks, until my next job.
Yeah, I just go where they send me. I mean, I'm usually serviced out of Detroit metro area, but because I'm a tech specialist, they send me where they need me sometimes.
I do a lot in the construction trades, and my uncle normally just tells me, hey, get in the truck, and I don't even know what we're doing.
Yeah, my son is in Carpenter's 687. I got him in Northville right now.
Yeah, I've thought about going to trade school for doing construction and stuff, but honestly, I'm doing better and learning more on my own and with my uncle and a lot of other people that I'm around, too, so, I don't know. I still might end up going to a trade school.
Yeah, he's been in the trade since high school, so that's, what, 15 years, what is he, 32, so he's been in the trade. All his life hasn't done anything but construction or carpentry. Just made journeyman last year and living the dream.
Heck yeah, that's cool as hell. I'm 23, so I got a lot of years to learn and do everything to hopefully get it all right so that I have a decent future.
Yeah, it's a good idea. Look into it. Like I said, he's out of 687 in Detroit, and but he worked private for since high school, and then after COVID, work started getting kind of thin, so decided to join the union, got in there, was on the dean's list every year for apprenticeship. They actually took one of his class, put him, and they sent him down to Tennessee to do some work down there. But he graduated top of his class through apprenticeship, and now he's a journeyman. And I said, the pay is really good. If you ever look into it, you're still young.
Yeah, I can say that. I'm still hella young for doing all construction stuff. I don't have all the body breakdown that all the older people do, so I can move a lot faster than all the older people. Something, you know, actually useful.
Don't put it past us old guys. I can still crack the whip. Got me and another guy. He's about 5 years younger. He's 50, I'm 55, and we've been doing our jobs since we were in our 20s. And we're top two in the district for what we do. Got these young whippersnappers coming in there thinking that they own the place. And, well, we knock them down a couple notches. They humble real fast. So don't knock the old guys just yet. But I do say that I'll send a younger guy to go pull something, you know, to get up in that ceiling more than I will.
My uncle's the same way. It looks like he's not doing anything, but next thing you know, you turn around and he's got damn near all the stuff that needed to be done, and it's like, how? What the hell? How?
Just years of experience, but hey, you catch on one of the good guys and teach you the tricks, and you'll be the same way. And we got guys who've been bending pipes for years, and they're pretty darn good at it. They teach some of the newer guys, and they're doing just as good. So, yeah, just pay attention. You have to be young. Probably did. Trades are good place to be. The RHQ for the late variety.
WSOV 335 ID. Yeah. I will say experience makes you a lot quicker, and I hear a lot smoother is faster, not always faster is smoother.
Faster isn't always better. Gotta remember, quality over quantity.
Hear that as well. I'm pulling up to my driveway, and I'll talk to you later if I'm mobile and stuff. WSFP 335, clear on your final.
Now you take care, and like I said, ears open, mouth closed, learn a lot. 335 is 73 from the RHQ 88, going back to my ham band.
WSDK 347.
WSCI 783, base to mobile, copy.
This is 783 mobile. We're heading back to Brother Robert's house, over.
Oh boy, how is it outside? Over.
Old enough to keep KW at home, over.
Kate is getting clearance for she can go back to work tomorrow. Over.
Yeah, we're going to order pizza and chicken wings from Big Papa's, that new place there in Holly, for dinner. We're heading back to Robert's. We'll hang out there for a little bit.
Okay, sounds good. Over.
All right, stay warm. Take care of our boy. This is WSCI 783 Mobile. I'm clear after your final.
WSCI
WSCI 847, WIUG
8-8, copy.
WDQ759. Check. Why don't you knock it off?
WRXP401 on the handheld. Can I get a radio check on this unit out of Detroit, Michigan, West Side?
Whiskey Romeo, Mike Quebec, 805. Handheld on a McComb repeater. I read you loud and clear.
I didn't hear you. You said, what'd you say?
Hey, Romeo, Mike, Quebec, 805. I'm on the computer. I hear you loud and clear.
Roger that. Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Enjoy your evening.
You as well.
You Romeo Mike Quebec 805. Standing by.
WSBY 676 Monitoring Channel.
WSPS 386, anybody available for a radio check?
Sounding good into Tennessee County. WSTP 439.
WSPS 386, anybody available for the radio check?
Yeah, if you can hear me, WSBP 439 in Flushing, you sound good.
You're pretty clear there in Flushing. I'm in Westland. Thanks for the comeback.
Yep, no problem. You sound good. Good modulation, good signal, good everything. Keep doing what you're doing. WSDD 439, frequency click.
Copy that. WSDS 386 clear.